I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hell.
That's my name for you.
Yeah, that much is up. Your audio went all quiet again. Hang on.
No.
You're the quietest thing ever.
Well, I'm not quiet at all.
What? Look at the knobs around you. What have you been? What's?
No one's ever said that to me before that I'm quiet. I don't know quite how to take that.
Yeah, I know. Thanks to the internet, it's turned everything on its ear face.
Ear face.
Like seriously, is there not? You're like.
No.
Suit like I could hear you. And then you just, now you're like out of one. You were at six, and you're out of one. And I'd like to introduce you to a number called 11.
Okay, how am I now?
It's still terrible. It's awful.
Is it really?
It's just the worst. I can barely hear anything at all.
I didn't say anything. Now I am. How about now?
Nope. No, I just like to make up problems and start off the Sibcast awfully. I like it to be confusing and unsatisfying.
You should also just say that in German.
What the hell is going on here?
What?
What?
Oh. Hey! Happy birthday!
Oh, thanks. Is this just going to be super quiet this whole time? I can barely hear you. Awesome.
I have my headphones in. I have my thing on.
Uh-huh.
Do I really have to yell? Because it's going to be like yelling on my...
Well, not yelling, but I have to turn up my levels so that like everything is ridiculous over here. Like your signal's coming through like super low.
You are coming in so clear. Crystal meth clear.
I've been doing crystal meth all morning, so that kind of explains that.
Okay.
Yeah, consequence free.
Okay.
There's no like I get to wake up tomorrow. It's like Groundhog's Day starting over. So you know, it's gonna be fun.
Still, next birthday.
Yeah.
So, did you do a birthday blunt today? Is that what the kids call it?
I guess. Maybe. whatever. Yeah, you're really momming it up over there. Nice work. How are you kids doing your drug cigarettes? I'm shooting joints into my veins. With guns.
That's why I gotta roll my papers so I can shoot them into my veins.
I gotta go buy a new harpoon gun to do more drugs into my veins.
I need a tranquilizer vein gun for my blunts.
Yeah, let me be blunt. Just let me be blunt, please, mother.
You know what's crazy? As neat as blood is, and as intricate as the system of blood is, the fact that we're in a hospital and all you need is one tiny little whoops-a-doodle of like an air bubble when you're getting an IV and you could be dead. It's like, oh, so fragile.
Yeah, well, also consider just how much sharp things there are around everywhere, and we're essentially just like thin packets of ketchup walking around in knife stores.
Oh, yeah. And
it's just like, oh, if I catch an edge, I will bleed out and die. That sucks.
We're so vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and if you think about it, those sharp things all day, every day, are just laying down. They're just laying down. They're just right. You walk around them the whole time. All day. I was doing dishes earlier, and all my knives were just laying there. You know?
I do know, because you told me.
Wow, death. So yeah. Close.
Imagine if
so
they.
Near.
Imagine if they were animated. Imagine if Walt Disney had his way and all the Jews were gone and inanimate objects lived.
I don't think that was
and
his way.
Cleaned our houses and then realized that they had ultimate power because they did not have lifespans or feelings. And then knives would just they would turn on you pretty quick, or at least they would get you to like they
well,
would
they
say
know they can.
A knife would hold you at knife point and be like, "You use your hands to cut that lettuce." And then the cheese grater would come out and be like, "Isn't this just great? The tables have turned," said the table as the table walked up and told you, you need to sit there and think about what you've done.
You said, the cheese grater said, "Isn't this just great?"
Yeah. "I'm going to toilet you live today."
Oh, what the crap do I have to do? Anything to do with this?
Okay, toilet.
I don't normally do this in Civcast, but I would like to clarify that Disney did not want to annihilate the Jews. It was Hitler. It was just a mix-up. I'm sure you didn't mean to.
Well, if you say so, I mean.
Are you making birthday mistakes now?
I am a birthday mistake.
You almost were. You almost died.
So. Pretty much. Well.
Yeah.
Whoopsie doodles.
Oh no!
You know what I realized is why birthdays aren't, why the mom doesn't get any props there. I mean, I know she's got Mother's Day, but it's like really the baby just kind of was a plug that just fell out. Like I feel like the mom did more of the work. It's just like I feel like that should not to defer. I mean, it's pretty cool that people are here, but.
That would be cool because then moms could be celebrated more often. Instead of Mother's Day, we could just have Children's Day.
No, there would still be Mother's Day, and then we're going to keep adding more shit to calendars as like people give fewer shits about dads. They're like, whatever. Father's Day, here's a tie, asshole. Go kill yourself with it.
Jason, that wasn't very kind.
But this is what I read on the internet about holidays. Oh. So if you know something that I don't, then you've made it up, and I don't believe it. Is the way I look at things.
I feel like if I had a wall for sound, that I could bounce it back, and it would change the words to the right words. And not the ones that you're saying.
So you'd like to play a game of racket ball?
Oh.
See how I tied all that together there?
Oh my gosh, yep. Wow.
Yep, that's what I do.
And balls.
Oh.
They're in the game. I thought that's not where we were going with this.
No, foul. I call foul on that one.
Foul ball.
Hey, racket balls are blue, interestingly.
Oh.
I don't know why that's the case, but I didn't invent racket balls or racket ball.
Huh.
Yeah.
They could have picked really any color.
Yeah.
I wonder if guys get blue balls, if the actual, like, I know why they call, I think I know why they call it blue balls, but, like, I know they don't actually like that. I just picture the little tiny testicles inside just being like.
I feel like.
And then turning blue.
I feel like the sense of strangulation is implied.
Yeah, but, like, that could be purple, too. It doesn't have to just be blue.
if one is feeling regal and proper.
Yeah,
that's what aristocrats
velvet.
Get. They get purple balls.
Yep, purple velvet balls.
Right. Well, you know, that, I feel like that's enough. Well, hold on. One more thing about rich people's balls.
Oh yes.
Rich people look at the earth. They say that I want to tap that. I would totally frack that planet.
No.
No, they are. They're fracking it up.
Are they still? I thought they were like. Laws and reasonable people.
Well, interestingly,
helping.
There are the legislation is starting to turn in the favor of sanity, and you do see more laws like saying,
what?
"Hey, no." And apparently, renewable energy is out. I think being outspent or out invested in 2-to-1
mm-hmm.
or more.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just funny. What every and I'm called. I guess recently I've been called a hippie by people, so I'm like, okay, if it's a hippie, yeah, it's interesting.
You don't even wear Birkenstocks or have dreads.
Yeah, I have several pairs, but I don't wear them.
I don't. And you don't smell like patchouli.
I don't wear them as shoes. I wear them as a necklace. Is that a problem?
Are you? Yeah.
My Birkenstock necklace. It's like ears, but it's hippies that I've hunted.
Oh my
God. I murder hippies in back alleys and then take their Birkenstocks.
Yeah,
I cut them off of their feet.
you're a hippie hunter.
Oh yeah. Hippie and hipster hunter.
What
you know,
do you use
regionally,
to,
it's what? Like The Western domesticated hipster is very different from its feral counterpart in the flat plains of the plain states, and it's a much different breed. A lot of people confuse the hippie and the hipster, but it's a much different art form. I have to shave my beard hairs much differently in order to.
And you have to get larger framed glasses and talk about different current events.
Really drum up on. What's going on with internet videos and the new way to move your hands that's called dancing.
You have to watch BuzzFeed and Dodo videos, not just the ones on Monsanto and growing your own bees.
You have to know enough to not know that you're contradicting everything that you believe. it's like if you took the more you learn, the less you know, to the next logical step, which is the less you know, the more you believe you know. Then, you know, I think basically that's where the cross.
I think he's got it.
That's where the cross. That's where to understand that is to understand both the hipster and the hippie and the emo and the grunge and on back through the ages. You know, there have been like through all of time. Mm-hmm. They're like, if you look at the people who are douchebags around us, like,
there are aplenty.
We call them hipsters. Like, it's just the latest sort of application of a mindset that is sort of the cultural lubricant of life, which is to cross-pollinate. Like, here, I've got this dumbass idea and this other dumbass idea, and I'll smash them together. And then someone smart comes along and is like, okay, well, at least there's a drunken, passed-out tween over here with a couple of pieces of clothing half sewn together. I'll just take that. All right. He seems to be alive and hold a mirror up to his nose. Okay, that guy's still alive. And then you take this culture smashing and something actually good comes from it, this weird cross-pollination. But otherwise, you have to deal with a bunch of people in skinny jeans or skinny pantaloons, whatever they would be, or
they'd be called puffaloons or something.
They would have some other name because pantaloon would be the style. So puffaloon,
possibly. Obviously.
Yeah, these buffoonery puffaloons.
Now I want to buy a pair, even though that's not even my jam.
Buffoonaloons. Buffoony tunes. There have all, like, imagine like what an Egyptian douchebag was like.
Oh, I bet he was. Oh God, he may still get on people's nerves.
Maybe that's
but they
why
still listened.
Maybe that's why they eventually enslaved their Jews also.
Maybe they. It's better they didn't have Instagram.
Quit being such a douchebag.
Oh no.
Go get me a juice box. No, that doesn't work. But no, I just feel like Egyptians, you know, there'd be some guy like, you know, reinterpreting hieroglyphics and being like, my name is Space Presence, and this is how you spell it, and I change my identity every other day. It's like, all right, you know what? We're making you all build pyramids, okay? This is ridiculous. You need to busy your hands. You guys have nothing better
busy
to
your
do.
Hands.
Yeah, you heard me.
That's so
busy
funny.
Your hands.
It's true.
So, busy, your idle hands spend time at the reassigned genitals. And that's what the conclusion they came to. And that's why there are pyramids and slavery.
And they're so perplexing. Yeah.
Yeah, those are the perplex. They were originally, you see, when they built the pyramids, they were painted purple to attract the attention of people with regal bowel movements. They would come and they would use the pyramids as toilets and also receive space transmissions from them and then leave.
Thanks, Lance.
Well, someone said that the pyramids might have actually been communication. I've heard in the last 2 weeks, I've heard the pyramids are made out of foam. Ben Carson said that they were what used to store grain. Grain silos.
I've heard that
they were used as intergalactic communication towers. Mm-hmm. So basically, alien space cell towers.
That's a lot of effort to like, find out if that's even true.
Like you might see, like if you notice, like a meteor shower might actually be like a cadre of alien spaceships stopped by, you know, just leeching off our Wi-Fi. Getting some free Wi-Fi.
Oh, they always do that.
Hook up to EARF _0169 and like it's unsecured IRF network. So they just they swing by IRF to hook up to our ancient Jewish hieroglyphic Wi-Fi, just waiting for somebody to actually secure it with a password. But until then, the meteor shower shall continue.
Well, and that's what you get.
It's the windowless vans of the galaxy parking in orbit of Earth to steal our signal.
Well, you know what? And the more you know.
Yeah, well, now you do know. I think we do know this. We're not just believing
it. I think by Jason information, he has now re-educated our past, our present, and our future.
Did I tell you I got a new tinfoil hat? I ordered it off Amazon. It fits very nicely.
I bet you did.
It shipped for free with Amazon Prime.
It's shaped like a pyramid.
It was free in every way via Amazon Invisible Imagination Magic Express ordering view. Which I am the exclusive member of.
It's only $30 a year. That's a great subscription.
Yes, and those dollars can come in the form of wishes that you put into rivers. Just so you know.
Who knew rivers could be so useful, even well, though not oceans?
If you think a wishing well is good, imagine a wishing river, which actually, I don't want to encourage people to throw pennies into rivers too much. I don't know what that's going to do to the mineral level. Speaking of which, fluoride was, was shown to be a actual neurotoxin thing. That
We've talked about
neurodisruptor.
It.
No, we've talked about how.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We speculated on.
Oh, we were the hippies first. I get it.
Well, we speculated on. It's just probably not useful to do that. But now there's information coming out that shows that because the only reason they started putting it in water, as the story goes, maybe we're rehashing this part, but maybe we didn't go over it. Sometimes we leave enormous chunks out of explanations of things that we talk about.
We do?
Or conclusions.
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to listen back.
Hey, if you're going to take part in this show's successes, you're also going to have to witness and take responsibility for its disastrous failures, crashing into cities like a fleet of windowless space alien ships.
But maybe we made that city better, so I don't know.
In any event, fluoride in our water because it was shown that fluoride helps your teeth. And then some guy had a bunch of fluoride, and he's like, hey, I got all this fluoride. I got to unload all this fluoride here from my windowless van. Would you like the American government? Would you like some fluoride?
And they said, yes. It's good for your teeth.
And so now we've been drinking fluoride for decades. And who knows how much less dumb we would be. I mean, just listen to that. That was stupid.
Was real bad.
How much not as good smart we would not dumb be if we weren't drinking fluoride for decades. Yep. And instead, just not drinking fluoride for decades. And drinking water and not fluoride for decades.
Imagine.
I
can't because I don't have brains without fluoride.
Yeah, see, I can't even fathom how to think about this because of fluoride. But it's come out that it actually does, scientifically damage your brain. It's like, oh yeah, well maybe you guys should have checked in on that before you started fluoridating everyone's water. What the hell?
And when you go to the dentist, they want to put fluoride on your teeth and they want to put it, they want you to do all the things.
Well, that's when you do it, duty.
Dude.
That's when you do it. When the dentist is like, hey, here's some fluoride, rub it on your teeth, you do it then and only then. And then because you don't really need that much damn fluoride to keep your teeth clean. You don't need to drink with every gulp of water. Your teeth do not need to be coated in a new layer of fluoride.
Let's relayer for all the years.
Oh, man, it's been 20 seconds since my teeth have been fluoridated. Here we go again, because this is how much I need to have that done.
Okay, so what is something else that we could say that we think is somewhat healthy, and then we went just completely berserk and overboard, but we could actually sell it to the government so that we could make a profit?
Sugar? Tobacco?
Oh, that's already done. Nope.
What we're looking for new ones?
Yeah, what's something that we could be, we just come out as scientists with a new study.
Well, there's the other one that's on the opposite of it, which is marijuana, marijuana.
Marijuana.
Which I have to explain to you stupid Americans is very healthy as opposed to tobacco.
Oh, God.
Tobacco will slowly kill you. It does. I have to. I'm sitting over here arguing with people who are like, marijuana is bad for you, as bad as tobacco. And it's
here
like,
go.
Then I go and I walk away. I put my hands on their shoulders and I'm like, hold, just stay here. Stay here. I'm going to go get something. And then I walk back to my house and then I ostrich myself under a blanket and a pillow. And then I just take a worrisome, sweaty nap for about an hour to an hour and a half.
I feel like this happens to you at least a few times a week.
And then I'll come to a realization and I'll just whip the blanket off. And sometimes the blanket actually like, you know, sticks, so it turns into a cape, and I really like when that happens. That's just organic and I love that.
Yeah, you Superman your own hoe.
And so it just sort of sticks because of the nerve sweat, and on account of that I have to go take a shower. So I shower off. And then I return whence I came to where hopefully this person is still standing. And usually they are, you know, 8 times out of 10, they're still there. But I understand that's also 4 times out of 5. Proper fractions. And then I punch them in the stomach.
Well, hopefully they're still there so you can get that out.
Well, I hope so. Yeah, usually, like I said, 4 times out of 5. 8 out of 10. 16 out of 20. 32 out of 40 times.
Ooh, yeah, I like those odds.
Yeah, those odds are odd. Those odds are at odds.
You're telling me.
With evens. The evens and the odds are at odds. That doesn't seem right. Because when are they ever at evens?
They are, and maybe that's what's wrong.
That is what's wrong. Fundamentally, mathematically, our culture is broken.
Oh.
And grammatically.
Well, I don't know if you heard it earlier, but it is funny that people can call you a hippie, but you literally have no other attribute or characteristic that would classify you as a hipster, except for the fact that you believe what you believe and you like marijuana. That's it. Like, there's a ton of other things that don't make you a hipster.
I'll contextualize that. The latest person who called me a hippie was like a 19-year-old, so, you know, take it with a grain of retardation.
Yeah, they don't even know yet. Yeah.
No, they don't. Yeah. They think Hitler was a hippie, too, probably. You bunch of hippies with your concentration camps.
I want some hipsters to call people hippies. That'd be funny. And then we could start having things about, like, hip lives matter, you know, and, like, start separating the masses.
Just hips turds. We all have hips turds.
What?
What are you going to have? Elbow turds? Where else do turds come from? I don't know what we're talking about then.
Mm-hmm. Speak the truth.
Yep.
So, okay. My question to you. Are you going to do anything special on your birthday? Are you going to go out to dinner with mom and dad? You should ask for something more expensive and then have
I'm not going to do anything special. I'm going to do nothing which is special to me. Oh. Bum, bum, bum. Oh. I don't know. I got the day off, fortunately, because I didn't plan for that. Like, I didn't tell work it was my birthday. No one remembers, though. Like, when you're at this level of existence, you find that everybody's kind of that way. Like, other people, they'll just be at work. It's like, oh, it's my birthday today. You're like, oh, well, happy birthday. Good thing you're here, like, on the day of the commemorating your birth, working for, like, $7 and a quarter an hour. $7 and one quarter, sir.
I think it should be $7.35. $7 and one quarter and a dime.
Oh, man, you remember when they made payphones? That was the beginning of the end for payphones, when they upped the ante from 25 cents to 35, so that instead of 4 calls for a dollar, you could only get 2.
It really did mess up everything. It's kind of like, you know, when Redbox is like, let's just charge a little more. And it's like, oh, look what you did there.
Or when
Redbox
MySpace...
is like the Redbox... Other than, like, the blue box, you know, the payphone, it's like box.
Red box and blue balls.
No, that's not what I was... No. No!
Yeah, well, like, when MySpace didn't put their customization of profiles, like, I could have made... MySpace could have, like, been a company still if they had hired me, even when I was, like, 20 and they were still a thing and still popular. Like, I was watching... that place go under and watching them not do anything about it and watching when they got bought and watching them do the opposite of what they should do, which is like go super wide on features, have nothing to offer in any of them, and everything is just stupid and hollow and designed for, let's say, paraplegic, comatose 12-year-olds.
Does it have to be that specific and sad?
Well, I didn't make the website. That's just, you know, obviously that was the demographic they were designing for. I didn't make that up.
And you watched the whole thing.
I watched it all. Like, I watch other things all the time. Like people in parks doing it. Yeah.
Is that what you're doing on your birthday?
That's what I'll be doing later. Yep.
But by myself. So, Mom and Dad told me that you're jealous how cuddly Nova is, and he's not your cat.
They said that. Well, who did you hear that from, Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how... you need to put that through the mom filter of, like, what actually happened versus what Mom perceives.
I know, it's like a filter.
Imagine, like, when Dad's like, huh, that's okay. She's like, your father loved it.
Oh, my God. Like, that's so true.
Yeah, so, you know, I think Nova's a very cuddly cat, and he'd be nice to have, but it's like, you know, I'm not like, I have to have Nova.
I must have
this cat.
Yeah.
This throw cat instead of a throw pillow. Yes. It's just like an accessory cat, a throw cat. That is what some people have cats for. Like, there's the cat people who have cats because they like to pet cats, but then there are, like, people who buy $500 cats. People who buy expensive cats that don't have hair.
They're more than
who
that,
just have them for decoration. Sorry, I got something in my throat.
No, they're entertaining and they cuddle a lot.
Oh, yeah?
They're cold and they don't have fur.
Yeah, you have to torture
and
them to be your friend.
I can't have regular cats. I was left
right,
no choice.
Right. How catvenient.
It was very catvenient.
Yeah, well, anyway
Nova,
some people,
I guess,
I think some people buy throw cats. You know, so it could just to like have on couches and things, just to accessorize the house.
Oh, I put one here.
And then the cat actually like starts to approach them, like, oh, how boorish.
The cat says it or the people say it?
The people.
Oh.
The cats always just think that. That's why they don't come near people very often. They're like, oh, gross skin. Ugh.
don't touch me.
This isn't something that's smaller than me that I can torture to death. Oh, well, not that big a deal.
Actually, yesterday he got out and he was just roaming the yard, and he doesn't go very far because he's like, what even is this? And so I had to bring him inside, and he was trying to get away. Like, as soon as he saw me, he's like, oh shit, no. I'm like,
don't
get back here. And he's like, oh, okay, meow. And then I grabbed him by his neck and he's like, ow, ow. I was like, get in the house. And he was all scared, but like later he cuddled. But that is very dangerous. He doesn't have any protection from anything.
Yeah, seeing a hairless cat running around outside, that's like, that goes back to our packet of ketchup theory, but like maximized to the core. It's like, that's the thing, just small and confused and inexperienced and hairless.
Yeah, they're like the preteens of life. They just don't know what to do.
They're like the blue
hairless,
ball sacks of life. Just unsatisfied and vulnerable.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, well.
Yeah,
no one likes to think of douchebag guys as victims, and there's a reason for that, because fuck those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, speaking of Mom saying things, it was funny. A couple weeks ago I called and Mom was like, yeah, your father didn't really care for dinner, you know, or something like that. Like, she takes everything so seriously, because I said, hey, Dad, turns out you didn't like Mom's dinner. He's like, I didn't say that.
Exactly. Everything gets through, like, it gets put through the...
Like, he's like, no, I just didn't care for the whatever. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, Mom said you didn't like it. He's like...
I mean, imagine, okay, just look at it this way. I mean, women are very emotional creatures naturally. And Mom, and you know, often self... It's nice when a woman admits to being crazy and admits that women are crazy, because then that's like a lucid interval for men where it's like, yeah, thank you. But then it goes away instantly. It's like that movie, I Heart Huckabees, once again, where they talk about the drama and then recognize the drama and then fall right back into the drama.
Well, that's where they're comfortable.
Well, or uncomfortable. That's where they are. But, no, imagine all that, but Mom is also, like, a crazy person on top of that. Women who are crazy people, you're just, like...
Well, I don't think she's actually crazy. I think there's a fine line between making your own reality and being completely crazy. Because there is.
It sounds like a very grammatical line, like a very literal line that you just spelled out very literally in the sand using a stick.
It is different. I've seen
like this isn't like this line in the sand isn't just like a line. It's like a line of poetry in the sand that's written poorly.
Oh, it's written beautifully. Oh, I gave you okay. You take a crazy person on the streets of Seattle.
Well, okay, mom. Then we need it's to yeah. redefine our terms. No, because that's you yeah. just reappropriating what you think of as crazy in a subjective sense. Crazy,
it is, but you're doing the exact same thing.
Am I?
Mom, he started it.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing that that's not crazy, but you're saying my thing isn't crazy.
No, it's not.
See, I'm looking up.
No, I can be so sure of that because I'm a crazy woman.
Mentally deranged, demented, insane, senseless, impractical, totally unsound.
Oh, my goodness.
Intensely enthusiastic,
yeah,
passionately
not...
excited, very enamored or infatuated. Intensely yeah. anxious or eager. Unusual, bizarre, singular. Wonderful, excellent, perfect. That one's... That makes sense.
Well, you
but
can
all
go
those,
by definition.
From mentally deranged to demented and insane, I think no one would disagree that that perfectly describes women. And then intensely enthusiastic, passionately excited, that's homeless bums and, you know, mentally deranged people.
Okay, but what I'm saying is the socially acceptable, somewhat universally understood definition of crazy, you know.
Is that women are crazy, yes, I understand.
Oh, I wouldn't say that we're not, yeah. But you guys want to get laid, so you got to put up with it.
Yeah, no, this is why there is no God.
No, oh.
Because women are the craziest thing on the planet, and they're the only reason that men are alive.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks. You came out of the crazy chute.
It's true. It's true. It's like a crazy well. Talking about wells again.
About.
about wells. There's a crazy well, and then men are just wandering through deserts, just emaciated and desiccated, and just stumbling across hot wells and being like, "I want to tap that fracking well."
Yeah, you don't know what's well at the bottom of that well, and it takes you a while to find out. I get it.
Yeah, yeah, you might drown down there, and then there's just like a bunch of skeletons at the bottom of each well, just a bunch of bearded. Just skinny dudes, and just like and gradually just turning into powder as you go down deeper into the well, and then yeah, it's just
turning into powder.
Yeah. So thanks, nature and women and God and whoever's idea this was. I got the feeling that behind it all, it's women. Like they're like
we're not crazy most of the
time.
No,
like
though.
if there is a God, then we're all like men are worshiping it and pretending and thinking that we invented it, but then women are actually like behind the scenes, like with a little implant, like controlling the whole thing. Like those movies where you see the villain the whole time, but then you find out the villain was just a puppet and that the actual villain was one of the heroes the whole time. No. That's how insidious you women are.
All I'm hearing is that you think we're heroes, and thank you.
Yeah, like sandwiches.
Not euros.
Delicious. No, hero. You're thinking racist ways. That's a euro. Yeah. I'm hero sandwich.
Hero sandwich.
It's the submarine sandwich.
I'm gonna eat Batman.
It's like a grinder. a sub, a hero, a long sandwich in the same way that, I don't know, an assault rifle is a long gun. I don't know where all of a sudden the term long gun came from. And for that matter, super delegates. Why do we all just now know about them? What the hell is happening? Like, they're a Democratic primary process thing, but why does it seem like that word, it's been around for like a couple decades, but it seems like the word super delicate, nobody knew about until this year.
You say delicate or delegate?
Super delicate is, I think, what I said, and I'm just gonna stick with that.
And nobody knew.
The super delicates. It's just a bunch of fancy dandies just up there, like
fancy dandies.
The fancy dandies, prancing. The prancing fancy dandies.
Oh my gosh!
Prancing on the front lawn of the White House.
Fancy dandies.
Aren't we pretty pink ponies, fancily danding?
Fancily danding.
Fancily danding. Prancily fancing. I find that offensive.
Offensive. It's a good word.
Change places.
Yeah. I like that. Like that.
Well, that's what they are doing, these super delicates.
Super delicates.
You don't want to yell at them. They'll come right apart at the seams. They'll fall apart.
Yeah. You can't wash them too hard. You gotta put them on the cycle of super delicates, not too delicate.
Yeah, well, I just don't get what the hell those things are for. It's like, some guy was like,
hold on.
Voting is cool, but what if we did the opposite of it? Like, what if we had a thing where voting wasn't a thing? What about that? Like, and we could call it super delicates. What about that? Like, it's like voting, but not. Try that, And then everyone else like, okay, I hear you.
Oh, I understand.
We'll give this a shot for a few decades. That sounds good.
So, and how is the Democratic side going?
Well, Bernie just took Wisconsin.
Oh, I thought we already had a new president. I'm sorry, I skipped ahead.
And so did Cruz. Cruz took Wisconsin too, which is hilarious.
Really?
Because now it's basically just a game of King of the Mountain over on the Republican side, and it's just going to turn into like the opposite of a 69, where Cruz and Trump are just yelling at each other's junk angrily, and just on the floor, like all red in the face, and Trump purple in the face because he's naturally red in the face.
Oh yeah.
And I just assume that at that point Sanders will walk over Hillary Clinton's lifeless corpse easily. And just sit gently down into the presidential seat, because that seems like what's happening now. I mean, the Panama Papers that came out in Panama.
Yeah, what the heck is that about?
A big old law firm that was embezzling one of the tax havens, global tax havens, had a major leak, the biggest leak, data leak in history. So the largest amount of secrets ever to be released in human history happened this past week. That's kind of a big deal. And so it's known as the Panama Papers, and there's already people being indicated. The prime minister of such and so, I forget, some country has already stepped down. Yeah. It's very likely that the Clintons will be indicated. Everyone's waiting for that, as well as other wealthy elites. It's really going to shake things up. I mean, imagine Edward Snowden's leak, or the leaks of yore. It's like 10 times bigger than that leak, they said.
The leaks of yore.
The leaks of yore. It used to be a leak of yore was just a drunk guy pissing into a river. You know, downstream of another richer guy throwing pennies into the river.
So we got this. Don't do that.
We got the Panama Papers down the Panama Canal, speaking of which. Pissing down the Panama Canal, taking the piss out of the Panama Canal. I'm gonna find it somewhere here. Somewhere, all those words. We'll edit those together into a cogent thought. And what's funny as well, I do believe, is that I think when you look back at specifically with the agreement with what made Panama, what gave them this power as a tax, because the trade deficit between us wasn't enough such that it would require or necessitate this kind of trade agreement or this kind of business agreement between countries. Mm-hmm. So you go back to like 08, 09, whenever that was enacted. Surprise, surprise, Hillary Clinton is on the pro side of it, and Sanders is on the on the anti. Like, Sanders was against the legislation that allowed this to happen, and Hillary was for it. So I think that's one big reason why people are expecting the Clintons. And so, along with the email scandals and all the illegal shit and everything, Hillary's probably going to get this too. Meanwhile, her tact has changed to discrediting Sanders in the eyes of voters, because that is basically her, like, we're moving into states where Sanders is favored, and he's already won the last six contests.
Yeah, she's a one-trick pony. She's like, but then, okay, I'm just going to try this again.
Yeah, she's a one-trick pony, and that she hooked up with Bill Clinton once in her life. That's the only successful business move that she made. She married Bill Clinton, and that guy had a way with people, and he was able to get things done. And I think she thinks she's capable of that too, but she's not, and she's failing miserably. And she's so heavily invested in so many secret private interests. That's why she's so desperate for the presidency, because if she loses it, the house of cards falls.
Oh, Oh, yeah. She's pushing so hard because she's like, I got to stand up for all this money and all these people.
Like,
and,
I'm going to, like, for, if she doesn't get the presidency, not only does she owe them money, she has no power with which to pay them back. Like, that's like, I don't know. That's like when you see those guys get convicted of corporate crimes and stuff, high-level crimes, and then they, like, that guy who, like, bit down on the cyanide capsule in court. That's what we're looking at here. Like, Hillary Clinton's staring down the barrel of presidency, life imprisonment, or cyanide capsule, in a manner of speaking. Like, that's why she's so, like, cornered right now. She's an animal cornered, and that's why the tactics are so desperate. It's quite a sight to behold. I hope that she doesn't get so desperate that, like, because there's other things we haven't seen for decades that I always worry about. That it's scary.
It's gonna be so fun.
And to inject a bit more levity into it all, there has been new footage unearthed from about 20 or so years ago of Donald Trump when he was questioned by a reporter as to the health and well-being of his then 1-year-old daughter Ivanka. He's like, so how is your daughter? Like, what is? I think they asked, like, which aspects she gets. Like, what does she have of yours and of your wife's? And he took that, like, you'll just have to just go watch it. It's insane. But he basically, his answer was, she's got hot legs and possibly hot tits. We'll see. It remains to be seen.
He
literally, like, not literally, but that's what he said. And he actually, when you see it, my summary of it is less disgusting. So enjoy. Enjoy, women and people, anybody still, like, I don't know. There's still most of the people who talk to me about supporting Trump, they just do it because they know I support Sanders and they're messing with me. But then occasionally I run into the people who genuinely support Trump and they're like, well, we all know Hillary is a sham, which at least we agree on that. Wow, I couldn't believe that, like, at least everyone knows that. But then
it's a sham. And then you said, wow, sham, wow.
Nice. Nice catch. Yes. Nailed it. Product placement. That's the next generation of advertising. Subliminal even to the advertisers. Like, they don't even know. Like, they just start writing checks to us. Like, why am I writing a check to the Fipcast? I don't know. Okay, okay. Here's the money. So, Trump is something else. He sees women through their sexual organs, even his own 1-year-old daughter. It's very scary.
Ooh, that's
like the creepiest thing ever. Oh, and I know that's offensive, but he also has minorities and dissenters stomped in his rallies. He says, like, racist things. Like, it's weird that we have to, like, it's like when you talk to a Trump supporter and they're like, show me what you're talking about. It's like, okay, would you like to follow me to the library that's being constructed in honor, in order to house the gaffes, the Trump gaffe library of America?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we're going to have to, like, sorry, Jim Gaffigan. Trump gets your name now because he gaffed again.
Sorry. Yeah. Again.
Did anybody notice Jim Gaffigan's name is Jim Gaffigan?
Well, I never noticed that until now.
His name is literally Gaff again.
We did.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice that he's a comedian and not someone.
That's like
serious.
Being a guy who juggles knives, calling, like, being, like, your Christian name is John Steele.
Oh my gosh, there are some people who are like, no, that's my
yeah,
name.
And it, like, perfectly fits.
It's like, what?
Perfectly fits your occupation. And
that's pretty spectacular.
What? Which came first?
Our names don't tell us to do anything.
Well, we could go into manicuring, you know, because of the Emory board. But then we'd only get even more confusing spellings of our name.
I didn't put a 7 in there, but
I'll take it. I mean, I'm just gonna put that on my birth certificate because everyone spells it with a 7 now.
My signal's getting weird. Do you want to pinch this one off and
EMR 7654321? Yes.